before we start inside, before we continue inside Achshoros Avreichem, there are a few letters in the back of Derech HaMelech. There are a few letters that we have from the Rebbe that he wrote to the Hasidim and the different communities before different Yom Tovim, certain events. So I wanted to read this letter, to take just a few minutes to read this letter that he wrote to the Chassidim before Pesach, and Tafrei Sadik Tes. When things were when the end was beginning. So let's just read this letter together. And it's another example of how the Rebbe uses the machshava, the koyach machshava, in avodas Hashem. Aleichem ishem ekra. He says, I call out to you. Aleichem ishim, ishim's like anoshim ekra. I'm calling out to you. Ve'al nishmei seichem adaber. And I'm speaking to your neshamas. Yimei ha-Pesach ha-Kedoshim boim. The holy days of Pesach are arriving. B'kedusha osam. In the Kedusha. And Oisonu Mibayis Umibichutz Yagdishu. And the days of Pesach are going to be Mekadesh Os, outside and inside. Mibayis Umibichutz Yagdishu. Uba Oiram Oisonu Yimlu Af Yakifu. And the light of Pesach will fill us and surround us. Avla Pasuk Omer. But the pasuk says, "Or is a rule at tzaddik uliyisher leiv simcha." There's a light that is planted for the tzaddik, and there is joy for those who are yisrael leiv, who have a heart that is straight, that is upright. So Rebbe explains, "Ha'or va'asimcha shalmaila b'chinas zriyahi." This light and joy that David Melch is talking about, the Or Zeruah LaTzadik and the Yishrei Leiv Simcha, this Or and Simcha that comes from above is B'chinas Zrihi. It's planted within us. Hashem is planting the Or and the Simcha. It's an Or Zeruah LaTzadik or the Yishrei Leiv Simcha. It's planted within us. Shetzvicha hishtadlus harbe, hishtadlus v'harbe is askus betchila. It requires hishtadlus. It requires a tremendous amount of hishtadlus, of effort. V'harbe is askus betchila. V'harbe is askus betchila, and one has to work and be busy with it, the same way that a farmer can't just go over to his field and throw down some seeds and expect that it's going to bear beautiful fruit. The farmer has to make tremendous amount of hachanas. He has to work very, very hard in all kinds of malachas, malamitas malachas, in order that which he plants, that it should be able to, that the earth should be able to take hold, and it should be able to grow, and so on. So zrihi shetzvich hishtadlus v'harbeis askus betchila. That requires hishtadlus, a great amount of hishtadlus and askus, especially betchila, especially the beginning of going, for instance, acharisha, plowing, Hashidud, v'chulu, all the work of the field, and v'gam achareha, and even after things have started to grow, nikush v'idur, to make sure, to be careful of all the weeds, and to rake out and to pull out all the things that don't belong. There's a tremendous amount of malach that goes into that. And without all of these malachas, without working hard, you could have planted the most wonderful things, but nothing's going to grow. So too, the Rebbe is saying, he's writing in this letter, that even though there's an unbelievable amount of or that's available at this time, all the or's and all the hashpos of Amunah, Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah of Amunah, and all the hashpos of Cheirus, all the things that we read about in the Svarim, that is available to us on Pesach, that there's a moichin of godliness, there's a level of awareness, of understanding, that's made available to us on Pesach. But the same way that Or Zavur LaTzadik, Elisha Lev Simcha, in order to be able to see that develop and grow, so we have to, that Or Zavur that is planted, that light that is planted, there has to be Ishtadlus before, to prepare ourselves and so on, and then afterwards also to remove those things that are obstructing the. You see that in the Beis Yaakov, in the Haggadah, in the beginning, the Beis Yaakov talks about Bedikas Chametz, and about Biyur Chametz, and the whole eating of Chametz. And he begins by saying over there, you see that the Mesechta of Pesachim, which deals with the Yontif of Pesach, begins with the word Or. Or la'avosa, Baitkin sachomis la'aneh. Or la'avosa, by the light of the 14th, meaning the 13th at night. Or la'avosa, Baitkin sachomis la'aneh. That the Mesechta begins with the word Or. The Mesechta of Pesachim begins with the word Or. And the Beis Yaakov says there that the truth is that all that a Jew, all that each and every one of us could be, is already there. It's already been planted. That's why he says, you see that in the Torah, the things that Hashem's Baruch is telling us in the Torah about all the things that, the promises, the good things that he has for us, it says, as far as Hashem nasati lahavasecha, this verse says, I already gave it to you. The haftachas of the Torah, and Loshon Avar, he says in the past tense. So he explains there that everything's already been planted in you. All that could be, all the taif, all the kedusha, all the iron, all the kedusha, is always a rule of tzaddik l'shar leiv simcha. It's already there. But the problem is that there's the sa'or shabi isa, there's the chomis, there's that mashu of chametz that's in the way, and that mashu of chametz that each person in his own life, that there's something that's blocking the haveris, like we're learning in Aras HaTshuva, and the midas that haven't been fixed and so on. And because of this, the person is not able to be oimed al shorashay v'al chesroinay. In other words, every single person, the Beis Yaakov says, every single Jew was sent into the world to be mekaynesis bechlal, but befrat, each neshama has something specific that neshama had to be mesakin, and that its tafkid in the entire world depends on coming to the shorish of who he is. And when the person is able to touch that sherish of who he is, then the simcha is unbelievable. Therefore, even though the Beis Yaakov says that because this yontiv is a yontiv of or of light, and it's laila kayom yoy, and it's or la basar, like the Rebbe is saying here, it's or zewel tzadik, it's such iris this yontiv. So the iris, the Beis Yaakov says, the iris allow a person to see to the depths of who he is, the charin and stakim, to the depths, all the way into the holes and cracks, to the deepest part of who he is. The light of this yontiv allows a person to see that. So you would think that that would make a person very, very upset, because all of our lives are trying to avoid seeing who we really are. We're afraid to find out who we really are. But the Beis Yaakov says it's not true. The biggest simcha in the world comes when a person is able to finally understand that's the chametz that's been bothering me. That's the chametz. That's really what's been hurting me. Like when a person is zoche to go to somebody who can help, a very good therapist, and he's able to be oimed on that nekuda that's been blocking, that's been hurting, that's been in the way, that hasn't allowed him to grow and to thrive and to develop into the person that he could be. So you would say it's such a shocking and upsetting thing to discover the chisaron. You don't discover the chisaron. You just want to go to 120, you know, not finding out the problem that you have inside. But it's not true. When a person is oimed al sharash or the chisaronai, when a person comes to that part of himself, which is the sharash, and in that place he sees the chisar, and he sees that which was wrong, and that which was broken, and that which was underneath all of his unhappiness, and all of his anxiety, and all of his sadness. There's a piece of chametz. There's a mashu of chametz that kept him all of his life outside of himself. That's why the Ishbitzer says over there that we see in the Sfar Makadoshim that the side of impurity is called the chitzaynim. The tumah is called chitzaynim. Chitzaynim means those who are outside. And the reason that a person can't be the simcha, and the reason that a person has all of this agnes nefesh in life, is because there's always that chametz that keeps him outside. Outside. So even when he's happy, there's a piece of chametz there that doesn't, that keeps him outside. So he's at a simcha, but he's not really 100% in the simcha. In his own house, it's wonderful to be in his own house with his family, but there's a nakuda that keeps him outside. It's called the chitzaynim. In his marriage, everything is very nice. He has a nice wife. Everything is good, but there's something that keeps him outside that he can't fully experience. The simcha of that relationship and the panimius of that relationship. So the Beis Yaakov says that all of these oiris that are available means that there's no greater time of the year where there's an opportunity to check for the chametz and to remove the mashu and to be able to get to the bottom of the problem, to get to the shorish of what's wrong, of what's keeping you back from being the person that you could be. And he says that's the kavanah of bedikas chametz, to try to find that mashu, that little something that a person could be suffering for 50, 60 years, and then if he gets the proper help, whatever, from a tzaddik or from a person who's a professional, he gets the proper help and through a lot of bedikas, a lot of bedikas b'char mistakim, he's able to see that was it. And then when he's able to take that out from himself, and he's able to see what it is, and he's able to burn that little mashu of chametz, and then he realizes that he had all of the good things all along. He had everything. Like it's like the Ishbitzer says, "Asar Hashem Asati Lo Hasechem." I already gave it to you. Eretz Yisrael belongs to us right now. Hashem Shabbat gave us Eretz Yisrael, but there's a chametz that's not allowing us to be oimed on what belongs to us, that we're not able to have what belongs to us. Same thing when it comes to each and every one of us with Kedush and Tahar and Madregis and Nevuah, everything that each and every one of us could be, it's already there. But there's a chometz in the Shairish that doesn't allow us to access all the good things that are there. And the avoida before Pesach, a person thinks that this is all of this is, you know, this work with the chometz, it's just so I could finally get to Pesach. It's just a hechsher to get to Pesach. But the truth is that the avoida of removing the chametz and of looking for chametz and removing the chametz is a chana. It's something which is very, very, very great and very exalted, which is why, you know, that I'm always crying about and complaining about how that a lot of the, at least in our neighborhood, a lot of the island, they don't clean the chametz, they don't clean it all, they're not Isaac and the Indian of chametz, the chlalna, that don't have anything to do with going after the chametz. They just close the house and go away, which is not just a chisar in terms of having a kosher Pesach. There might be, hopefully they'll have something of a kosher Pesach where they go, we hope, it'll be good. And everybody should have only good things, but that avoid of the plowing of the hachanis, that was the Ratzon Hashem. It is the Ratzon Hashem that each and every Jew be Isaac in that. That every single Jew be Isaac in that. Kain gam onu tzichim lahachanis atzmeinu kaidem achak. We have to prepare ourselves, even though there's a tremendous amount of light. Or as a world of tzaddik, Elisha Elay Simcha, it's planted. Or as a world of tzaddik. But the same way with the field. The same way with the field, that if there's not a lot of work that's put into it, then Loyal Oli Yitzmach. It's not going to grow. Afli Lasiach Da'atayna Mi'atzmeinu. We shouldn't take our minds off of ourselves, meaning off of this avoda. Or mekedusha sachage shabonu gam achrav. And from the kedusha of Pesach that's inside of us, the kedusha of Pesach is inside of a person. And gam achrav after Pesach also, gam achrav. Va'ikur hu b'chag atzmai. And the ikir is b'chag atzmai, and Pesach itself. U'befrat b'Pesach shenitin lo nirak lahoydus lahal l'shmei hagodol. Pesach was given to us. The whole Pesach is lahoydus lahal l'shmei hagodol. Once a person is working to try to be ikir, to try to clean out that mashu of chametz that has accumulated, that's covering up who he is, and then he's free on Pesach, and he's able then to feel a tremendous amount of gratitude, of hakaras hatov. That's what it means. Right now we don't feel so grateful, let's say, like I was giving them before, we don't feel so grateful for it, just so, because we don't think we have it yet. So you and I don't feel grateful for the things inside of us because we don't feel that we have them yet. We don't believe that we have them. So how could we be grateful for something that we don't have? But like the Beis Yankov was saying, that when a person is oimid al chisroinai v'sharish neshmasai, and he removes the mashahu of chametz that's blocking, that causes him to be in the chitzayim, outside of everything, then the person feels a tremendous amount of gratitude. He can look back to his wife and appreciate how wonderful his wife always was. It wasn't like all of a sudden she became wonderful. So the guy went to his best therapist in the world, or he did some, and he did some big avodah for the last 5 years, and then he says to his wife, "Gee, I I really am so happy how much you've improved over the past 5 years. She says, I'm the same. I've been doing things the same way for the last 35 years. So he says, no. The last Zman, he really, it's very, very different, the last man. So of course the answer is that when he took the chametz that was covering him, when he took that away, then he's able to be, and he's a, when he saw what the chesaron was inside of himself, then he was able to see all the gifts that Hashem gave him. Hashem gave him a wonderful gift. He gave him the most wonderful wife. But he always had tinyus. He was always upset. She's never this, she's never that. And how come she's like this? And how come she's like that? So he wasn't able to appreciate that. That's the meaning of Urazaru Latsadi, Uli Yishrei Leif Simcha. There was a light that has been planted. But Uli Yishrei Leif Simcha, only those whose hearts have been straightened out and the chametz is taken away. And that person is no longer in the hands of the chitzoinim, outside. How could you appreciate your wife if you're never really together with her? It's always outside. The children chitzayinim outside. You're always outside of everything. So you're not able to feel the simcha and the joy and the gratitude. So that's what the Rebbe is saying. Before the Pesach, she needs to learn back la haydus la hal l'shmei agol. So on Pesach, a person feels a tremendous desire to give thanks to Hashem and to praise Hashem. Not that Hashem's Baruch Hu became all of a sudden different. Just like I told you, the vart that it says in the Sfarim, the vart that it says in the Sfarim about how it, you see that when it comes to by Kiddush Levana, that the Jews say to each other Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. So what are you saying, Shalom Aleichem? You sit next to this guy in shul, you've been talking to him the whole Shabbos. Chas v'shalom, right? Not during davening. So what are you saying to him? It could be it's your brother, it's your first cousin, whatever it is. And then you stand there under the moon, and you say, Shalom Aleichem, like you never met him. So the Svarim say that it means that after Shabbos, it's like you never, the person goes to Shabbos, it's like you never met this person before. It's like somebody different. Somebody different. It has to do with the Levana Befrat, that's not for now. That has to do with a good thing. But after Shabbos, the person says, I didn't even know who you were. I didn't realize who you were. So you could say to the same person, Shalom Aleichem, like this person was married to his wife for 35 years, and now he got rid of some of the chametz, and he's able to say, oh, Shalom Aleichem. So she says, what do you mean? We were married for 35 years. I never knew who you were. That's the joy that a person can feel on Pesach when you're free. So even though it hurts to find something that's really wrong inside, that's what it means, the B'dikas Chametz. It hurts to find something that's wrong. But when you find it, so then you're able to finally feel all the simcha and all the toiv, and then it's nitimak lahaydus lahal l'shmei hagadol shezel tachlis kol abriya v'shleimus dorimalim dorimata, which is the tachlis of all creation, that we should be able to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The take of Kshemegiya Tfilas Ha'erev Balayla, which the Rebbe says that when it comes to Maariv, Pesach night, Leil Pesach, when it comes to Maariv, Yismach Ha'ish Begoydel Zechusai, the person should rejoice Begoydel Zechusai, the unbelievable Zechus that he has. Yismach ha'ish begadol zchusoi v'yachshov, and he should think, ma me'usher ani, how fortunate I am, how fortunate I am, shezachisi al hashleimus, that I'm zoicha that I'm zoicher for this shleimus, v'alisi el ha'olam ha'elyon, that I've been able to be lifted up, to rise up to this, to the highest world. Hein emes, it's true. Sheyesh li daigis gufan yisruch niyais, it's true. That I have many worries, physical worries and spiritual worries, physical worries as far as panas is concerned, or health, and many things. Bonai chayim mezani. I have many, many daigas. And ruchnias, and in ruchnias, I have many, many daigas of what's going to be with me, and when am I going to do tshuva, and all of these things in ruchnias. Aval ata, but the Rebbe says that Pesach night, you should think, as you begin Marv, Aval Ata, but right now, Es HaKol HaShlachti Mimeni, right now I'm free of all of that, and I've thrown all of this off. Gam Es Kol HaOlam, the entire world, Af Es Atzmi Peshatati Mimeni, even myself, and the way that I am, and the way that I act, and so on, I've stripped off of myself, Peshatati Mimeni. Ve'ein li'ata rak lamoid b'soich ha'machan ha'gobl shom alochem oifanim v'chayez ha'koydesh. There's only one thing in the world that I have to do now. One thing in the world is to stand in this amazing machne, in this camp of malochim oifanim v'chayez ha'koydesh, of Amchi Yisrael, of other Jews. Toich emune am segula. Of other Jews and of the Malachim and the Chayes HaKodesh, which the Zohar Kodesh says Pesach night, that all the Pamalya Shamal of Pesach night, that all the Malachim come on the night of Pesach to come to be with us and to come down to this world to be with us by the storm. Levarach Elahalo L'shmei HaGadol Legalis, to reveal Ulahayir is or Ain Saifa Yisborach Gamba Oritz Vagamba Kerv Nishmasi Vagufi. To reveal, again, you don't have to create such a light. It's or Zarur Latzadik. It's or La Boza. It's already there. Asher Nasafti Lava Seicha. I already gave it to you. But the night of Pesach, which is night of leaving Mitzrayim, there's such a koyach legalis to reveal that which is already inside of me. Ulahoyer es or ein so yisbarach, and to cause, to reveal this, the infinite light of Hashem Yisbarach Gam Ba'aretz in this world. So to throw away all the daigas, to throw away all the concerns and the worries, the daigas, in Gashmis, in Ruchnis, where am I holding with my mortgage, where am I holding with my tshuva, and that a person is able to godless lawyers or ainsaf his bar gambarts the gamba care of nishmasi begufi in this world and in my nisham and my guf. The kolkach terusim chasai, the kolkach tigdal is lahavusai. The joy will become so great, so powerful, and the slavus, the kolkach tigdal hislahavusai, the slavus, the excitement, the fire of being megala that or that was always there. It's the biggest simcha, the Meshalach says in many places, the biggest simcha that a person has is not getting something new, but finding something that you thought you lost, right? It's a very, very big simcha when you thought you lost something, it was very, very important to you, and then you find it. The slavus is so strong. Acharak b'koshi yatzer is gufay. That is just with great difficulty, you're getting like an insight of the Rebbe's talking about himself. Who else is he talking about? He says, Acharak b'koshi. It'll be to the point that it's just b'koshi with great difficulty. Yatzer is gufay, Can he hold back his body, mibli rakeid, min ha'aretz ala rakiya, that he shouldn't start dancing and jumping up from the world all the way up to the sky? That he has to hold himself back. B'koshi ya'atzer es gufay, mibli rakeid, min ha'aretz ala rakiya. Umibli hisparek v'hisparkeya kemat, and it b'koshi, to hold himself back from exploding, from breaking apart. Not that everybody spends half of the night of the Seder saying, oh, I can't believe it, my stomach, I'm exploding. Right? Oh, come on. The matzahs and the mor, and on top of that, I had to eat the Shulchan Aruch so much, I had to have from the Shulchan Aruch that I feel it's, you know, al hasoiva and beyond. And so a person's misparik and mispakeya. No. It's before he even before he puts a thing into his mouth. The Rebbe is saying, he feels the bekoshi, we believe the spark of the sparkei kamad, to hold himself back from exploding. That's before he even got to the, before he even came home, before he even got to the seder. To have such a marv and an after marv, and then at the end, and then to have a halal, the halal of Leil Pesach is. The halal of Leil Pesach is Kodesh HaKadosh. It's the highest halal that's possible on Leil Pesach. And that a person, it marv. And the person afterwards, Vachacha, Kishabor La Seder. And then afterwards, when the person comes to the Seder, Yitzar Lo Ata, he should imagine and think and picture in his mind, Shehu Began Eden. Shehu began Eden. Vahasuda me'ein hasuda shel suda los lovahi. And the meal that you're coming to, the suda, is a suda me'ein. It's a taste of the suda, the meal that we're going to eat with Mashiach Tzekeinu los lovahi. Me'ein hasuda, this suda is me'ein hasuda shel suda l'asa lavahi. Hakol mis'arav l'kedusha achas. And everything becomes joined together, everything fuses together to create, or to reveal this great, one great kedusha. Achilas matzah morah, the eating of the matzah and the morah. Amiris hagoda, saying the hagoda, shtias yayin. Shal arba kaisers, drinking the wine of the arba kaisers, which is a horus of yain hamashuma, the mysterious wine that's been preserved, that's been kept hidden for us from sheshis and mebreshis, from creation, the wine that we're going to drink to make a lechayim to Mashiach Tzekeinu. Drinking this wine of the Arba Kaisis, which is a Ha'orah's Yain HaMashumah. The meal is a Ha'orah of the Sudosa Shalav Yasin. And the wine is a Ha'orah of the Yain HaMashumah. Yain HaMashumah means that L'chaim has been there all along. It's just been, it's Mashumah. It's been guarded. And the same thing when it comes to us. Those things, the thing that is holy inside each and every one of us, it's Meshumah. It's there from the beginning. Just like the Levyasness is from the beginning. And the Yayin HaMeshumah is Yayin, which is Meshumah. Yayin Yisamach Levav Enesh, V'lechem Levav Enesh Yisad. All of that was already there from the beginning. But a person not able to make that l'chaim, even when you make a l'chaim, it's a little bit of a l'chaim. It's not a real l'chaim. Because when you say a l'chaim in this world, you know that it's not going to be forever. L'chaim is a little bit, and it's not completely from within the depths of yourself. You're still connected to the chitzayim, to the outside of yourself. So you didn't come to that nakuda that's called that's called the Levyosin, that point inside of me, that's Seuda. And the Yayin HaMeshumah from Sheshes HaMebreshes, the wine that is inside, Yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh, it's been there all along. But on Pesach night, the person is able to taste of that Yayin HaMeshumah, and is able to taste of the Seuda Levyosin, and is able, and he's able, when he says the Haggadah and he tells the story, he's just inside to taste of what it's like to really be free. Veshuv Hallel. And then he comes again and he says the second Hallel of the night. After the Hallel that he said in Shul, now he's able to say another Hallel by the Seder. Veshuv Hallel. Veshuv Shiruz V'Tishbachis. L'Hashem HaMeshubach HaMafur. And then more songs. More shiris, more tishbachas. At the end, Chazal said the Pesach, Kilayno, Kilayo. And all the shiris and the tishbachas that are at the end, by Nirtza, that a person is able to say such shiris and tishbachas. That they come from such a place that you see, I was saying yesterday to Chavah, that you see that they're not even. It's not, if you look in the Haggadah of the Baal HaTanya, it's not printed in the Tanya's Haggadah. All the Nirtza, it's not printed in the Tanya's Haggadah. It just tells you that there's Nirtza. So what happened? But all of a sudden the Baal HaTanya ran out of ink, and the tzaddikim say that the Tanya was telling us that. By the time it comes to the end of the Seder, there's such an or, there's such a light that it can't be nitpas, it can't be contained in any kalim that are written in a book. So the Tani wasn't saying you shouldn't do the nitz, he just says maybe use somebody else's Haggadah, but I'm not writing it in my Haggadah. It's not in the Tani's Haggadah, isn't it? It's finished. Come on. So a person might think, boy, I'm going to be a Lubavitch at Pesach night. He's got the two times when it's for sure Kedai to be a Lubavitch that's by the Yom Nirayim where there's a lot less in the Machzor, than a thin Machzor. And by Pesach he could, get to bed a little bit earlier. That's not true. It's just that he didn't write it in Haggadah at the end. It's a Teresh Baal Peh, not Shebech Sav. Because there are those things that it's... It can't be in the Isis. It's higher than the Isis. It's like I was explaining a few Shabbos ago when I was talking about the difference between the Torah that you learn that's inside and the Torah that you lift up, right, by Hagba, which is Isa Torah. So that by the time you come to the end of the Seder, it's already a b'chin of Isa Torah. It's something that you can't, it's not just to read and to see. Malachi Mala Oimdin Tzufim. All the Malachim are crowded together. Lahakshiv Lirina Seinu. To listen to our singing. But that's what the Zohar Kodesh says. All the Malachim are crowded together. Lahakshiv Lirina Seinu. To listen to our singing. The Avinu Malkeinu Omed and the Rebbeinu Shlalom, Avinu Malkeinu is Omed, the Sameach and is rejoicing, Umis Aneg and delighting, Lekabel Ashira Seinu V'Tihila Seinu, to receive our songs and our praises. Because every other time of the year when we're singing, it's not completely, it's not really coming from that place. It's coming from a place that's mixed with Chametz. It's not coming from the place that's 100% from inside. So therefore, even though any time the Jew davens or says something good, Hashem has pleasure, kivyachal. But especially Pesach night. Then Avinu Malkeinu is Oymid v'Samech u'Mis'aneg l'kabel l'shiva seinu v'tehila seinu. To makabel the shivas and the tehilas of Klal Yisrael. K'noidim Yizayir HaKadosh. Like it says, Rebichas in the Zayir HaKadosh, all the tzaddikim who was by the by the Belzer, by the Sar Sholem from Belz, Chusya Gein Leinu. It was the Meister by the Sar Sholem that what happened was that in Belz, the minig was when they would open the door for Leonovi, so the Rebbe would go out to the street, and they would go with candles out into the street, and they would walk singing and marching. They would go to the big shul, the famous shul that the Belzerov built, that he built with all the unbelievable kavanas and with staying up and all those nights and the fasting. They would march there singing Leonovi to go there. So it happened once that they did that, and the Rebbe had the Rebbe's daughter, I don't remember, it was a daughter or a granddaughter, at that time it was a granddaughter, I'm not sure, granddaughter, that the Rebbe's granddaughter, she had fallen asleep at the table. It was late. And when they came back and they continued with the Seder, so then they sang Shrei Chamascha, and she looked up and she saw the Shrei Chamascha, and she started to cry that she wasn't there, she wasn't this, that she didn't go outside, and she was looking for, you know, the march, the big thing of the night to go out. So the Chassidim said, so they're trying to, the family, everybody's trying to calm her down. So okay, so we'll do it again tomorrow night, it'll be all right. And she was crying, and the Rebbe said, let's go, we'll do it again, the whole thing, which is a big avoid. Everybody, let's go. And we take the candles, and he went with her at the front, and we're going to march out, and we're going to come back for Shrei Chamascha together. Because the Rebbe was saying that on Pesach night, not one song from one little girl can be left out. It's not the pshat that to just placate her and make the Rebbe, some people know how to do that, to make her feel good. And you'd be able to, with any kid, you could distract them enough and give them enough nash, they'll forget about their tzaras. Right? But what the Rebbe was saying is that it's not stam. That should be missing tonight, this song from this child. And if it's kedai, to make the entire march again. Every single word. Every single word that a Yid says al ha-seder, that he says by the seder, chal teva sha'omer ha'isha Yisraeli al ha-seder margish ba'atzmai es kedushasa, he feels himself the kedusha of every word, how special it is. Ahuva va'anugalai, so beloved and so dear to him. Sameach umeskadesh ba, he rejoices and becomes sanctified. Ad shemamish chavaloi al shekvar nishmata mimenu, that he feels it's chaval that the word already left my mouth and it's already gone. It's chaval that I already finished this word. That's how precious every word is, that it's chaval that it's already left me. Roitzu l'koyflat elef pa'amen, he wants to be able to repeat the word thousands of times. Veloyli he not take me mana, and not to be separated from this word. See, that's why it's such a schus that we have until Mashiach comes, or until we move, that we have such a schus to have 2 days of Yontif, to have 2 star. That a lot of people think that to have a second Seder is maha avoida azayis lachem. It's such a hard thing to, you know, it's like a rerun. We already did this last night, and my stomach already experienced what it experienced, and I'm already tired, and can't we just get over with this? Which by the tzaddikim, the second Seder was much higher than the first Seder. You can ask a kasha, the first teraisa, the second terabona. It's not a kasha. It's only a kasha if you follow the printed Haggadah, but not if you're living with what's not printed. The second Seder, the Yismach Moshe in the end couldn't move to Eretz Yisrael. He said he wasn't prepared to give up the second day. It's hard to give up the second day. I feel bad for the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael only have one Seder. And that sounds like fear and happy crisis, I understand. But I don't mean it in the wrong way. It doesn't mean to say that I feel bad that Mashiach should come, we should all be Netzach Sol, because then we'll be able to have both Darm in one night. But right now, we can't manage with one Seder. So if a Yid is Netzach Sol, and he's on such a Madrega, he's able to have everything in one night, but those of us Shlepers who are still here, so we're not zoiche for that. So Hashem's Baruch in His kindness gave the Shlepers two nights, two Starim. And we have there an opportunity to say the words again, and to eat the matzah and the maror, and to have arba kaisis. And bottle, so we wish we didn't have to leave those words. That we didn't have to be separated from those words. If we had a hasaga, of what is happening. Bottle hukulay eleha becomes completely bottle to the words that he's saying. To the word, to the teva, becomes bottle to it. The kareya lefnei mesikas hadiburim. And he bows down before the sweetness of the words. Chatichais yiriyes ha-sefer Torah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shebefanav. Pieces of the yiriyes, of the, yiriyes. No, yiriyes means from the sefer Torah, the parchment, of the section of the sefer Torah, it's called the yiriyah. Chatichas of the yiriyes. But the words that are coming out of your mouth are pieces of the parchment of the Sefer Torah, Shalkadosh Baruch Hashem Befonav, of that Sefer Torah, of Zayis HaTorah. That normally you have the words in Hashem Sefer Torah, that's beautiful, but on Pesach night they're in your mouth, mamish, the words that you're saying are Chatichas Yiriyah Sefer Torah, Shalkadosh Baruch Hashem Befonav, that are coming out of your mouth when you say, saying over the Haggadah, saying over that Vart, or whatever it is. That's why it's such a nisayin to try to, you know, to, because to say that everybody is with family, and it's so wonderful to be together, Bez Hashem, with family, and it's so hard that the diburim shouldn't go away into other things, but that's part of the einig, and it's part of the nisayin, and everybody has in their situation their own nisayinis, but even the words that are spoken, as long as it's not chas v'shalom dibur that are forbidden, but even the words that are spoken to ben al mechaveru ben ish liishtai on Pesach night, also a chatichas yiri sefer Torah kadosh baruch hu shebefanav, even to reminisce about different things and to talk about different things, as long as it's not chalila bad things, so then it's all part of that night of Pesach. The Ratzon Hashem is that should be celebrated. All the celebrities that the Baruch Shalom wants that the Pesach night there should be a big histabkus between the members of the family, the parents and the grandparents and the daughters and the children, grandchildren and relatives. That it should be Enanecha Ela LeMenuyav and Chabur and each mishpacha. These are all very, very big things. There's no other night of the year. There's no other time of the year where these things are as powerful and strong as Pesach night. Kometzichim lahashi kedusha zo akol Hashem. And this kedusha somehow, we have to try to make it last the entire year, because it's very, very hard to avoid it. What the Rebbe's talking about is that with the farm, with the piece of land, that after it's grown, after everything is growing, you have to still take care of it. And you have to work hard with the field. And to remove, and to be careful, because the weeds start to grow and you have to try to get rid of them. That spoil, that or that light, that was Pesach night. And things start to grow and you get pulled away. From from what was there. Uba'ira nisa tamed v'nelech, that we should be able to travel and to move forward through the year with this light. Uba'ira nisa tamed v'nelech, to be able to travel and to move with this light. And the Rebbe ends the letter by saying, Tisyachadu Yachad, all of you, he writes to the Chassidim, Tisyachadu Yachad, join together. Tisyachadu Yachad, Yosef Yosef, more and more, Be'ahavis Chaverim, with Ahavis Chaverim, Shuklal HaKol, which is everything. Everything depends on Ahavas Chaverim. Shuklal HaKol, Klal Kedushas Yisrael, it's the sum total, the Klal, of all Kedushas Yisrael. O Klal Hiskachos B'Gedoyos Yisrael, and it's the great Klal of what? Of Hiskachos B'Gedoyos Yisrael, of becoming Kaddish in our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but Kaddish Yisrael. A Pesach night, a person is no longer just a separate person. The whole meaning of the Karban Pesach is that joining together of the Prat and the Klal. So Rav Kook, Zchus HaGaon, wrote about a lot in the Siddur, in the Simonim of the Siddur, of the Seder. But you have such an unusual thing that you have a Karban, that you have a Karban Tzibur like this, that you have a Karban Tzibur, a Pesach, and yet each family and each Chabur eats it, eats the Karban Pesach in his home, in his place. It's an amazing thing. So Rav Kook says that that here you have something that you do privately, but it has in it all of the energy and all of the Kedusha of the Tzibur, of the Klolius Knesset Yisrael. It's all contained in every single bite. And each person becomes like the Kohen Gadol, like the Netziv, if you look in the Haggadah of the Netziv, in the beginning there of the Haggadah, what he says. And each person becomes like a Kohen Gadol, who represents not only himself, but the entire Jewish people. So everything depends on Ahavas Chaveir. So Klal HaKol, Klal Kedushas Yisrael, Klal Hiskachos B'Gedoyos Yisrael. Tasu Lechem Shiurim L'Lmoid Yachad. Prepare for Pesach. Shiur means Chavrusas. That means Shiurim and learning together. Chavrusas. Tasu Lechem Shiurim L'Lmoid Yachad. To learn together. L'daber Minyonei Ha'avayda. And to speak about Inyonim of Avayda, of the Avayda of Chlal and of Pesach, Af Min Yoni Tzarchechan, even join together to talk about the needs that you have, even the things of Olam Hazeh, the things, but always with Ahavas Chaver. Zeu HaSoif Toich V'Roish U'Briach HaTich HaNemechav Reisam Yachad L'Achad HaMiyuchad. That is the beginning, the middle, the contents, and the Rosh and the Briach, and the end, the beginning and the Briach that holds, that means the socket that holds together, the Briach HaTichon, like in the Mishkan, that joins together all of us, no matter where we live, with each other. It joins together all of us, no matter where each of us is living. And it joins all of us together with each other and L'Echad HaMiyuchad, and to the one, meaning to Hashem Yisbarach. So that there should be salvation from Hashem Yisbarach, b'chol mila demeitav, and all things that are good. All of this is the desire of the one who loves you. Meaning, the Rebbe says myself. The Rebbe saying, k'chayvetz ayahavchem adoresh shloimchem, who is always seeking your good. V'tovasam kol hayom. And gives a bracha, teach in everyone that it should be a chag kosher v'sameach. Like the Rav Shusha used to say, that I say every year, the Rav Shusha used to say to the Chassidim. He used to say on Purim you should have a kosher Purim, and he should say Pesach you should have a Freilich and Pesach. That's what he used to say. He says Purim. He said Purim is very easy that it should be not kosher, because with the wrong kind of jokes and the wrong kind of drinking could already make it into a very treif of Purim. So he used to wish the Chassidim they should have on Purim a kosher Purim. They should have a kosher Purim. He said, but Pesach, because a person feels so overwhelmed with all the preparations for Pesach and all the hachanas, so and the difficulty of the yontif, so the Rebbe said that I'm not worried that you're going to have a kosher Pesach, but it should be a freilich in Pesach. That you should be able to have a happy Pesach. Because kosher, it's going to be for sure. Because the Klai Yisrael makes all kinds of chumras way, way beyond the Shulchan Aruch, the chumras, the Klai Yisrael is. I had a call from somebody that was afraid. She was a very, very special young lady. That she was in a panic. She was so terrified because she had been cleaning the entire house with some disinfectant that she looked and it has some alcohol in it or something. So she got scared that now she can't stay in the house Pesach, that the whole house she sprayed with this disinfectant that she was cleaning. And she must have heard something about that alcohol. So she thought that the whole house is chametz and she has to leave the whole house. I said, the house is clean and Pesachic and you don't have to use that Lysol's mouthwash on Pesach, but it was fine for cleaning the bathroom and the bathtub and the toilet and the walls. And you have a Klai Yisrael has a kosher Pesach. The ikkis, it should be of course kosher to do everything the way we're supposed to do, but there should be a freilichin. There should be a happy Pesach. There should be a Pesach that's filled with simcha. That is a lot harder. That's a much bigger avodah than it should be, being kosher. Being kosher, you know. You burn this, you scrub that. What about the people who are zeichet to be in the houses? People who are leaving the kashrus up to other people, that's a very, very big suffix. But when you're cleaning your own house, so you know what you did, and you know what you're trying. And the Baruch Shalom, certainly every single thing, even if it wasn't kosher, to begin with, the Baruch Shalom finishes off all the kashrus, and everything has already been boiled and cleaned for Pesach. But there should be a freilich in yontif, that a person should feel the simcha of what the Rebbe is talking about. That's something that requires a lot of work. And now it's coming, Shabbos HaGadol. Each and every person says the Haggadah, unless you know you like the Grah. But otherwise, you say the Haggadah until the Chapra Alam Nesainim. And it's learning the Haggadah and preparing over the Shabbos. Tomorrow's a long day. To make all the hachanis and to think and to learn with each person the hagodah, and to make the hachanis to prepare, there should be a lichtig hachanis.